From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Scathing words from President Obama to Republican leaders critical of his handling of the U.S. economy. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports that during an appearance in suburban Cleveland, Mr. Obama singled out House Minority Leader John Boehner of Ohio.
President Obama parachuted into the backyard of the House Minority Leader John Boehner, and he attacked him directly, mentioning Boehner at least 8 times by name in this speech. These economic addresses by the president often take on a partisan tone, but this is the first time he has singled out one individual quite so emphatically by name so many times in a single speech, almost framing Congressman Boehner as some sort of boogeyman. Of course, Congressman Boehner will likely be in charge of the House of Representatives if Republicans take back the House in November, and so the argument that President Obama made in Cleveland today was, are these the people you want running Congress?
NPR's Ari Shapiro. BP's out with results of an internal probe into a rig explosion in April that led to the unprecedented oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Dan Charles reports the contractors who drill the well for BP are calling the report misleading.
The report points out 8 failures, either of equipment or of human judgment. Cement that was supposed to seal the bottom of the well didn't, perhaps because that specific formulation wasn't adequately tested at high pressures. The drilling rig crew didn't see or understand pressure readings that hinted at oil and gas pushing up from below, and they didn't react in time when those hydrocarbons actually started flowing. Also, the blowout preventer on the ocean floor didn't work. The report immediately set off a dispute among the various companies that may share blame for the disaster. BP contractors like Halliburton, which supplied the cement, and Transocean, which operated the drilling rig, accused BP of downplaying its own role. Dan Charles, NPR News, Washington.
Economic growth slowed over the summer in most regions of the U.S. That, according to reports compiled by the Federal Reserve in its so-called Beige Book. NPR's Anthony Brooks has details.
According to the U.S. Federal Reserve, there were widespread signs that economic growth had eased throughout the summer months. The Beige Book, a compilation of anecdotal reports, found signs of modest growth in the 5 western districts of St. Louis, Minneapolis, Kansas City, Dallas, and San Francisco. Growth was either mixed or slowed down altogether in 5 other areas: New York, Philadelphia, Richmond, Atlanta, and Chicago. According to the Fed, the biggest weaknesses were in real estate and construction. Home sales were also down following the expiration of home buyer tax credits. But 2 areas of the country, Boston and Cleveland, reported increases. The Boston Fed said high-tech companies, manufacturers, and service sector firms all reported increases in business. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Boston.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 46 points at last check at 10,387. This is NPR. The search is on for at least 8 people since a wildfire broke out outside Boulder, Colorado on Monday. That blaze has scorched more than 7,000 acres and destroyed at least 53 homes. Some of those homes belong to firefighters. More than 1,000 people remain evacuated. A new study finds Australia and New Zealand are the most charitable nations in the world. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the United States ties for 5th place with Switzerland.
The findings are based on Gallup poll results from 153 nations representing most of the world's population. Individuals were asked if they donated money or time to a charity or helped a stranger in the past month. Overall, 20% of people said they volunteered time, 30% gave money, 45% helped a stranger. Those numbers were substantially higher in the U.S. There was wide variety in the kinds of giving. In Liberia, for example, very few people donated money, but more than 76% said they helped a stranger. The study also finds that the level of giving is tied more closely to the happiness of a country's population than to its wealth. The report was released by the Charities Aid Foundation, an international giving group. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
A Florida church appears unswayed by outcries from religious, diplomatic, and military leaders to drop its plans for burning copies of the Quran in protest Saturday, the 9th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Critics warn the action will endanger the lives of American troops. Last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 46 points at 10,387. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.